How big of a part could threat assessment play?
It's very important. I mean, the reality is that after many of these shootings, we go back and we can see pretty much, and we start looking at their social media platform, and we begin seeing that this person was sending signs all along. And so we need to make certain that we do threat assessments and continue to look at social media to see whether or not we have persons out there that obviously would that pose a threat and fit a particular profile, if you will. And don't get me wrong, I'm not profiling people all the time, but we know that a lot of these shooters end up being isolated individuals, that they isolated in terms of living at home. Don't get me wrong, it's not wrong to live at home, but they live at home, they stay locked in their rooms many times, they have a social media presence that's kind of eerie, if you will, in terms of some of the things that they talk about and some of the things that they do. Police are in a better position than I in order to come up with exactly what that profile looks like and what needs to be done in order to shore up our assessment program.